a grand farewell for one of Russia's well-known military bloggers. The body of 40-year-old Vladimir Tartarsky was brought to the Troyekurovskaya Cemetery in Moscow, where hundreds attended, including the head of the Wagner mercenary group, Evgeny Prigozhin.
Vladimir Tartarsky did a lot so that we could go to victory and destroy the enemy. Thank you for this. We will always remember him. He is a soldier who stays with us, whose voice will always live and speak only the truth.
After Tartarsky's killing last week, President Vladimir Putin awarded him one of the highest honors for bravery. Under heavy security, people waited in line for hours, many of whom knew Tartarsky personally.
He was very enigmatic and very energetic man. I think that the best way to make his memory alive is to win this war. It was a man for whom the victory was most important thing in the world.
His wife accompanied the coffin as his body was laid to rest. Tartarsky was a vocal supporter of the war in Ukraine. Vladimir Tartarsky is being remembered as a Russian hero, and at the end of his funeral, a video of him was shown where he said, "Victory will be ours." For now, only one person has been arrested in connection to his murder, while federal security services believe an organized group was behind the attack in St. Petersburg on April 2nd. 26-year-old Daria Tripova is now facing a possible 20-year prison sentence. She faces charges of terrorism and possession of explosives, accusations she's denied. Security footage from the day of the attack appears to show Tripova carrying a bust of Tartarsky that she handed to him at this cafe. Moments later, the explosion happened. As the pro-Kremlin supporter is laid to rest, officials here have stepped up their search for others, who they believe may have been involved in this attack. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera, Moscow.